What am I waiting for? Jake wondered. Chicken. Evening was coming on, and there he sat on his grandparents' stoop, Zipper laying glumly on the front walk at his feet. Somebody has to be home if Lincoln shows up, Nana West had explained sensibly when Jake objected to leaving uptown as the search for his brother was getting underway. And that somebody has to be you and me, dear. Her consoling common sense tone irritated him, though. He wanted to shout, "Now is not the time for common sense." It was time for action, and there he sat while others were out beating all the wrong bushes searching for his brother. Zip whimpered sympathetically, and there they lingered in sullen silence, their spirits ebbing towards sunset and an anguished night, knowing Lincoln was out there, lost. "We have to go and find him," Jake vowed. But he didn't quite know where to begin, and was getting more and more angry with himself for dithering. He'd located the Hermit's Trail on Google Maps and sort of knew how to get there, but didn't have a clue where he would even begin his search in the acres and acres of dense forest that showed up in terrain view. Suddenly, Zipper bolted upright, ears cocked, nose twitching. "What's the matter, boy?" Jake coaxed, following Zip's excited stare up the walk to Nana West and Grandpa Grump's front gate, half expecting to see Lincoln standing there. "What do you see?" Barking, Zip rushed down to the gate. He sniffed excitedly, then turned and seemed to be tracking something back Jake's way. "What is it, Zip? What do you see?" Jake encouraged, puzzled when Zip sat in front of him at a distance, as if someone was there between them. "You know, of course, that elves cannot be seen unless you truly believe they exist." Jake wanted desperately to see what Zip saw, whatever it was hovering in front of them. So he squinted, straining to detect something, anything. And that's when it happened. A mirage coming together in the form of a strange being got up in yellow boots, baggy blue shorts, striped long johns, and a red cap. "An elf!" Jake cried out, astonished. The creature looked tormented, gesturing urgently for Jake to follow him. Zipper barked in agreement. "Hurry," he urged. So Jake dashed into the front porch and grabbed the dog's lead off its peg by the door. "Come on, boy," he snapped it onto Zip's collar. "Let's go." They charged out of the yard, Zip pulling frantically after the phantom, which Jake took for certain to be the very same sprite that had lured Zinkin astray. Was it leading them into danger, too? Or did it want to help them find Lincoln? Jake teetered between these two possibilities as they rounded the corner at Oak Street and ran straight into Grandpa. "Where are you off to like a fire truck on a call-out?" his grandfather demanded. "Taking Zip for a walk," Jake answered, gawking at the crow perched on his grandfather's shoulder. "Oh, this here's my new friend Corvus," Grandpa said. Jake barely heard him, though. He was so alarmed at the state his grandfather was in. His shirt muddy and torn, bloody smears on his hands and arms, his hair a wild tangle, and his eyes, his grandfather, looked haunted. The old man smiled feebly, watching Jake watching him. "You know," he said thoughtfully, "sometimes we have to risk the bird we've got in hand to find the one that's lost in the bush. I should have listened to you earlier when you said Jake might be up in the Hermit's Trail." "Huh?" "I'll explain when you get back from your walk." The old man patted Jake on the shoulder. "You just promise you won't do anything stupid on this walk of yours, or get lost and not come back at all, do you hear me?" He stepped from behind his walker and stooped, hugging Jake hard. As they said their goodbye, Corvus hopped from Grandpa Grump's hand onto Jake's shoulder. "I promise," Jake said. "Corvus is a good friend, and Zip too. Let them be your eyes and ears and nose. They'll bring you home safe." "Okay, Grandpa," Jake said, pulling away. "I'll be careful." Then he hurried on his way, not daring to look back over his shoulder.